This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, hard-hitting politics with a father and son team investigating which superhero Republican presidential candidates would like to be. And the spread of the Tea Party in 1774. The 10 Tea Parties outside of Boston Harbor that helped kickstart the revolution and made protest a precedent for Americans. But we're going to step away from the primary for details on a story and a victimization of an already troubled population. Thousands of foster kids are released from the system at age 18, only to realize that they are thousands of dollars in debt, fraudulent debt. And it can take years for any target of identity theft to restore their credit, often longer to recover a sense of security. Former foster kids without family support or the benefit of experience or access to resources can be especially challenged. Jerry Smith is cybersecurity reporter for The Huffington Post, where he wrote about the obstacles for foster kids as part of a series on identity theft and children. Jerry, great to have you on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Why is this population in particular a target?
Well, I mean, what my reporting found was that that children are attractive targets for identity thieves because their credit is clean and they aren't checking their credit histories until they turn 18, and they need clean credit to apply for student loans or jobs or apartments. And what I found was foster children are particularly vulnerable because their personal information, specifically their social security numbers, pass through many hands. That's including their parents, their foster parents, and social workers. So their personal information that can be used for identity theft is perhaps more exposed than other children.
It's hard not to read your article, and you tell many stories of foster children who have been targeted and think, you know, as if they don't have enough difficulty as it is. I mean, how far does this kind of thing set them back?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a population that is already particularly at a disadvantage. And then when they become victims of identity theft, it's especially challenging for them to recover because many of them age out of the foster system without being adopted. So they may not have anyone to help them fix their damaged credit. You know, and this is also a population of children who are at risk of homelessness. Many of them are find it particularly difficult to find jobs. So their transition into adulthood would already be difficult, and then for them to become victims of identity theft makes that transition even more fraught.
And that story becomes, or those details become embodied in the story of a young woman named Mercedes. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, yeah, Mercedes Hand, she was in, she had bounced between foster homes and group homes most of her young life. And then she aged out of the foster care system, and really, you know, all she really wanted was a stable home. And then when she aged out of foster care and turned 18, she found out that someone had been using her identity since she was 10 years old. They'd taken out a mortgage and racked up about $3,000 in unpaid cell phone bills. So as you can imagine, her credit was severely damaged, and it kind of put her in this, you know, this very difficult situation where the only kind of car that she could acquire had a 21% interest rate on a loan, and she ended up defaulting on a loan. And she was using that car to sleep in because she couldn't qualify for an apartment because of her damaged credit. So then she lost her car, and then she finally did find a landlord who was willing to overlook her bad credit. But the neighborhood she's in and the apartment she's in, she's not particularly happy about. She said that it's not a safe neighborhood, that it's infested with roaches and termites. So, you know, as you can see, I mean, this is somebody
who's... It's the spiral.
Yeah, it's a vicious spiral, and it's somebody who's already spent most of her life very uncertain about where she's going to live, and now she's sort of in that same situation again now through no fault of her own.
Well, Jerry, throughout your investigation, any idea on who are the culprits? Are they random credit thieves or maybe even people who work in the system?
Yeah, I mean, it can be any, you know, there's different actual profiles of child identity thieves. I mean, obviously there are some sophisticated criminals who are targeting children, but there's also a lot of cases where the identity thieves are the child's own parents or uncles and aunts, an extended family. And in these cases often don't ever come to light, because the victim, when they find out that perhaps their parent is the one who stole their identity, they're often unwilling to report their parents to police. And you really need to have a police report as the first step to resolving an identity theft case.
I know that President Obama signed a law requiring states to run credit checks on older foster kids, trying to help resolve identity theft before they age out. Any other kind of legislation?
Right. Yeah. No, Congressman James Langevin has introduced a bill. It's called the Foster Youth Financial Security Act. And that goes further by prohibiting states from using Social Security numbers to identify foster children. Several experts I've spoken with feel that this would be a much better and more thorough solution, because the Social Security numbers, which of foster children, are particularly exposed in the foster care system.
All right. So we know that in cases of, I know Mercedes tells you, you know, I'm thinking of filing for bankruptcy. There's a lot of opposition to bankruptcy suits now. Anybody lobbying against these reforms?
You know, I'm not really. I don't believe so. I'm not entirely sure. It would seem, though, that this is a fairly simple solution to protecting these the foster children from becoming victims of identity theft. So I'm not aware of anyone who is against this these reforms.
Well, Jerry Smith, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jerry Smith reports on cybersecurity for the Huffington Post. Now, he has a series of articles about children and identity theft, and you can find a link to his article about foster children suffering from identity theft. That's at our webpage, wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, Occupy New Hampshire makes some noise outside of this weekend's last-minute debate push as the GOP field steadies itself for the first-in-the-nation primary. I'm Virginia Prescott. Word of Mouth continues in just a minute.